One of the world's biggest freight and logistics companies is battling to restore its services, which have come under cyber attack. The Toll Group, which operates in more than 25 countries, is refusing to pay the ransom demanded by the hackers as intelligence agencies work to track them down. While the company says many of its computer platforms are now back online, security experts are warning it to brace for more cyber attacks. Here's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
The Toll Group is one of the world's biggest freight and logistics companies, effectively the parcel delivery lifeblood for giants like Telstra, Optus, Unilever and Officeworks. But a fortnight ago, Toll's IT systems were hit by a cyber attack and a hefty ransom demand that forced the company to take itself offline. No one from Toll was speaking this morning, but in a statement, a Toll spokesperson said core systems have now been restored, but that some big customers remain affected.
Given the potential implications of a ransomware attack of this nature, we made the considered decision early that deactivating our systems was the prudent thing to do. You don't arrive at such decisions lightly.
Toll is still assessing the full impact of the attack and is working with intelligence agencies to determine the location of the hackers and how to deal with the ransom demand. As security experts warn, Australia is more exposed than ever.
Toll's been struggling for at least 2 weeks.
Michael Connery is a leading expert in cybersecurity and runs the consultancy Security in Depth. He says someone at Toll has fallen into a sophisticated and damaging trap.
Toll would have spent significant proportions in making sure that they've got the best technology available. The issue is the human element. And from my understanding, in this particular instance, the human element kicked in a massive way.
When you talk about the human element, does that mean that all of us are much more vulnerable these days to the way that hackers operate?
We are. It's a version of social engineering. Toll, for example, they would have received either a phishing email that was very believable and somebody clicked on a file that they shouldn't have, or alternatively, what's happened is they've used a really poor password, which has enabled a hacker to be able to guess the password with relative ease to access the system.
Where are the hackers based these days and what sort of tactics are they using?
Well, hackers are based all over the world, but my belief in this particular instance is this has come from Eastern Europe, where there's a significant proportion of cyber gangs and cyber criminals, and there's an advantage of being in Eastern Europe from a legal perspective. But yeah, hackers are all over the world.
Toll has said that they haven't paid the ransom but have handed the matter over to security agencies. What sort of challenge are security agencies facing these days?
Well, the security agencies are going to be facing massive challenges in this particular instance.
Mike Kotronovich is the founder of F-Shore, where he advises companies how to counter cyber fraud. And he says it's not an issue of technology, but psychology.
It only takes one person to click on a scam email or a cyber attack email to generate those kinds of effects.
How do hackers typically break into systems? Are they becoming more sophisticated?
Yeah, totally. They really send you emails which are look incredibly like or pose as emails from your suppliers or your partners. And they come from the addresses of your suppliers and partners. They have the sequences of conversations. So it is extremely difficult for untrained personnel or even trained personnel in companies to separate that.
And so these scam emails or text messages look so authentic, no more spelling mistakes anymore, that people are in trouble before they know it when they click on the link.
Absolutely. They're completely authentic. They come from the right addresses. There's just no way to tell.
The investigation into the Toll attack is being run by the Australian Signals Directorate Cybersecurity Centre and is already being described as a disturbing wake-up call to companies that are complacent and increasingly exposed to cyber hackers.
That's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.